Sahnida Paratas Mishnah Yud. Haita Limuda Leo Israel. Yom Kesla. Vishenta Leo Israel. Liyom Chav. Zabizah Asur. A woman that sees Dom at specific intervals. She sees Dom every 15 days. So the woman had the best for every 15 days. And on the 15th day, she would be Asur to her husband. She would be Asur the entire day, even though she did not see Dom. And that woman changed her vest, meaning to say that one time she didn't see on the 15th day, instead she saw on the 20th day. Zebedah Asur, both days would be Asur. After she sees Dom on the 20th day, after 15 days lapse, she would be Asur on the 15th day. And since she had a vest to see every 15 days, even though one time she changed the vest to 20 days, the 15th day is still Asur. But the 20th day would also be Asur. As even though it takes three times to make a new vest, but since the past time she saw on the 20th day, on the next 20th day, she would be Asur to her husband the entire day. Shinta Pamayim Liyom Chav. Zabedah Asur. If she changed her vest twice to see on the 20th day, that she normally saw every 15th day, and then one time she saw on the 20th day, and the next time again she saw on the 20th day. The original vest of 15 days still stands, so therefore, on the next 15th day, she would be Asur to her husband. And she would also be Asur on the 20th day, even though she does not yet have a vest for 20 days, that she only saw two times on the 20th day. But since the previous two times she saw on the 20th day, when the next 20th day rolls around, she would be Asur to her husband that entire day. Shinta Gimel Pamim Liyom Chav. Hoter Tezbav, the Kavalah Yom Chav. But if she now sees three straight times at intervals of 20 days, now the 15th day has become Mutter. And since she has now changed her vest, she has now seen three straight times on a different day than her original vest, the original vest is now Mutter. So when the 15th day rolls around, she would be Mutter to her husband. And the only vest she has now is the 20th day. She would be Mutter on the 20th day to her husband. That is her new vest. Her new vest is 20 days. Shein Isha Kovas Lovet. A woman cannot establish a new vest until she has been kovetz, and she has established it three times. Until she has seen a specific interval three times, she would not be a woman that has a vest. As a vest is only if she has seen at that time for three straight days. And until she sees for three straight days, she is not considered a woman that has a vest, although when that interval comes around, she would be altered to her husband, meaning even though she's only seen at a specific interval one time, she would be offered to her husband the next time at that day, but it would not be considered a vest, so therefore we would not say the woman is dayashaita. We would not say that the blood that she sees is not tummy retroactively, and since she does not yet have a vest, she would be tummy retroactively. Just like a woman can only establish a vest after she has seen at a specific interval for three times, she cannot uproot an original vest until she has uprooted it three times. Meaning to say, if a woman saw a specific interval three straight times and she had the vest for that day, she has to be concerned for that day. And she would be also to her husband at that day, even though the previous two times she did not see on that day, until she uproots it three times, until three straight times she did not see it on the day of her previous vest. Only then would she uproot her previous vest, and she would no longer have to be also to her husband on the day of her previous vest. Women with their dam basulim are analogous to grapes. The dam basulim is a dam that a woman sees when she had relations with her husband for the first time. There are grapes that produce red wine, and there are grapes that produce black wine. There are grapes that produce a lot of wine, and there are grapes that produce only a little bit of wine. Now, the reason why the Mishnah is teaching us this is to tell you that if a husband had a relation with his wife for the first time and she has black dam, her dam basulim is black, or she sees very little dam at all, he cannot claim that she must have had a relation with somebody else previously, as there are women that the dam basulim is black or that they have very little dam basulim, so therefore the husband cannot make any claims at all. We would assume that the woman is indeed a basula. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol gefen yesh b'yayin. Rabbi Huda says all grapes produce wine, and what doesn't produce wine is a dorkati, meaning to say all women have dam nida and dam basulam, and a woman that does not have dam nida and dam basulam is a dorkati from the Lashon dor katua, cut off generation, meaning to say if a woman does not have dam, she will not have children, and even if she does have children, she certainly will not have a lot of children.